show. Go ahead and take out your how to position position yourself like a rock star template. Like a rock star. All right. Starting at the top. Positioning yourself well is one of the most important aspects of getting clients. You will most likely not be able to use all of these positioning pieces, but the great news is you only need one great positioning piece to come across to your potential clients as a rock star. All right, so the instructions are circle your top three most impressive positioning pieces. Write a conversational phrase that describes how you would talk about each of the three in a conversation, and put the number one by your most impressive positioning piece. This will be the phrase you use in stage one of your heart-selling conversations. Okay, so I'll just go through the topics. So just to explain this table. So the left column is kind of the title of the positioning piece. And then the next column is the minimum to be impressive. So if it's not impressive yet, use something else. So for example, if you say, and I've been in business for half a year, and they're like, okay, good for you. So, you know, the minimum to be impressive is like 10 years. Otherwise, it's fine. There's no shame around it. It's just not a positioning piece. You know, if you said, and I've worked with 5 clients, it's like, that's great for you. Great for your 5 clients, but not a positioning piece, okay? For each category, I gave the minimum that I believe someone would be impressed with. And then I gave an example of positioning yourself where, in one sentence, you're sharing both expertise and humanity. Okay, so these are samples. You don't have to obviously use the sentence that I'm giving you, but I just want to kind of give you a flavor of humanity and expertise in the same sentence. And then a space for how you might phrase it. Okay, so I'll just go through the basic categories, and then you can take a few minutes to fill it out. So the first one is your hero's journey story, which we'll be going through in just a little while. Then your personal results is another one. So money niche, there's personal results. Health and beauty niche, there's different results. And relationship niche is different results. A client success story is another one. Your average client's results is another one. How long you've had clients, or the number of client hours, or the number of workshops led. How long you've studied your profession, personal development, plus your niche. Now, this is for those of you who are beginners, you don't have any clients, or you're just getting started. This is a very powerful potential positioning piece. So I just want to highlight this and give it special attention. So the phrase, if you see it right there, is I've studied personal development and health, money, beauty, whatever your niche is, love, for many years. And you might say for 10 years, for 20 years, for 25 years. During this time, many people have been drawn to me and asked for my support, right? I mean, you probably wouldn't be here if at least 3 or 4 people haven't been drawn to you and asked you for support, even if it was just to pass the salt. Right? I need your help. Could you please pass this on? I need your support. Enough people have approached me that I decided quite some time ago to dedicate my life to helping a lot or hundreds or thousands of people overcome this problem. So do you see how, you know, even if you're just getting started, you've probably studied personal development or health or beauty or love for a good part of your life. And so be generous with this, but be truthful with it as well. Okay? Who you're friends with, that positions you. Who has endorsed you, that positions you. Famous clients, that positions you. Writing or co-authoring a book or creating a home study course, that positions you. Speaker, workshop leader, teleseminar leader, that positions you. Who you've shared stages with, that positions you. Being interviewed on the radio, TV, or a teleseminar, that positions you. Your appearance. Okay, so this is one of those things that we all have the genes, and by genes I mean G-E-N-E-S, that we're born with, but we have the ability to wear whatever genes, quote unquote, we want to. So some genes we're born with, and some genes we get to. I don't know. The pun's not working. As well, in my mind, I was like, that's clever, but then not as clever as I thought. So my whole point with this is that your inner beauty should match your outer appearance. And so it is worth taking some time, energy, money to get feedback from an image consultant, Katherine Johnson is in the room. Yes, you can wave, do your King Kong wave. Katherine Johnson is amazing. There may be other image consultants in the Cindy is another image consultant. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Are there any other image consultants in the room? Okay. So I think it's your obligation to look as credible, as attractive as you possibly can. Because it's one thing that you can control, and how you dress determines whether people will pay you large amounts of money or small amounts of money. And if you're charging $150 or $200 or $300 or $500 an hour and you don't dress the part, you better damn well have some really good positioning that gives you the privilege of dressing way down. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes we'll go to these conferences and all these internet marketers, you know, who are making millions of dollars online, and they're all scruffy and they're in their t-shirts and stuff. And that's part of their positioning, you know? They're like, I'm cool. I don't have to get out of my, you know, I can wear a t-shirt and still make millions of dollars. You know what I mean? But that's not most of us. You know, if you're like, yeah, I was just hanging out with, you know, President Barack Obama yesterday, and the day before that I was flying, you know, they flew me into the, you know, to whatever, you know, I won a Nobel Peace Prize last week and all that. And so, you know, I didn't really have time because I'm so busy to dress up. So here I am. And that's one thing. But if you just, you know, didn't think it was important enough to dress up, then I would think again. I think it really, really, really fucking matters. Okay? And it's one area of positioning that you control. And so the recommendation that we have is dress two notches above your potential client. Not four, but two. All right? And then this is another one that we all have. And even if we think it's not impressive, we have impressive things about ourselves. So this is the last page. Something impressive about yourself. Okay? So, you know, like climbing the Himalayas as an example, or running a marathon. I know that's like, raise your hand if you ride a motorcycle. Okay? So just, I mean, and especially women, like there's something impressive, at least to me, about a woman riding motorcycles. Like, it's just impressive. So it's like, what do you share with people where they say, wow? Once you get your first wow, you've positioned yourself. But you want someone to say the word, wow. Say that with me. Wow. Yeah. And the people who are the most successful, in part, you may say, well, they're successful because they have their wows. And they are, because they talk about them. You know, like, yeah. So make it a goal that every conversation that you have, your potential client says, wow, I didn't know that about you. That's pretty cool. So the phrase here is, there's not many coaches or there's not many people who can say that they climb Mount Everest, hitchhiked across the country, raced motorcycles, had a near-death experience. This was especially hard for me because I had blank challenge, but since I was able to accomplish this, I feel like I can do anything. Helping people get blank result feels like a piece of cake. Okay, so that's how you kind of tie it into your what do you do and your business conversation. Does that make sense? For me, one of the things I say is there's not many speakers or workshop leaders in this industry or any industry who can say that they've sold over $20 million in sales from the stage. Bam. Thank you. Thank you. A little bit of a forced wow, but nonetheless. Yeah, shell shock. You're like, whoa. You didn't realize that, but yeah. All right. And then certifications or licenses. That's the last one. Okay? Now, a lot of people lead with their title. You know, I am a blank. And they think that positions themselves, but unless you're a title that is high positioned in their mind, then it doesn't necessarily position yourself. Okay? All right. And then there's two questions that you can read if there are questions that you have. How do you start doing this if you've spent many years depositioning yourself? And how do you stay in integrity while still positioning yourself powerfully? Like, I've heard people stretch the truth too much with their positioning statements, and you'll know it by how you feel when you share it. And it's just not worth the impact of sharing something that positions you, but you know inside of your head that it's a little bit not quite true. It just throws you off just a little bit. Okay? So that being said, I said 20 million. I think it's 20 million. It may be close to 20 million. It's right around that range. So because this is an interesting thing. I realized that as I said it, there was part of me that's like, I don't know if that's true. And so by my not speaking about it now, I'm a little bit off for the rest of the day. Does that make sense? So it's still a fucking lot of sales. It may not be quite 20 million, but it's in the ballpark, 15 to 20 million definitely. Okay? Now I feel better. Does that make sense? So sales is always a slight going out of integrity and then coming back and being like, I'm not going to say it that way again. You may have to clean it up if you say something that just didn't feel good. Does that make sense? We're all in this together. All right, so I'm going to give you 5 minutes to circle your top three most impressive positioning pieces, write conversational phrases that describe how you talk about each one, and then put a number one by your most impressive positioning piece. All right, and go for it. Give you 5 minutes.